USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago, Illinois Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Sunday evening that the city had not reached an agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union in an effort to get 70,000 kids back in school, but insisted the teachers get back to the classrooms.
Who do not report to work, and I hate to even go there, but we're going to have to take action.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey on Fox News says they remain at an impasse.
We're continuing to bargain. There's a handful of really difficult issues that remain. I think if they get creative and are willing to make compromises, this is something that can be solved. But, you know, we're not seeing the compromises at the table that we would need.
Chicago is the nation's third largest school district. Myanmar's military seized power on Monday in a coup against the democratically elected government and detained leaders. The army said it had carried out the detentions in response to election fraud, handing power to its military chief, imposing a state of emergency for 1 year. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.